And now, the Goldbergs. Well, Molly Goldberg has a plan. One of those delicate, persuasive plans for disentangling the emotional commitments of other people. And like all such plans, it depends on factors which can't be measured or even controlled. But it's the only way out for the four people involved. Edward Way believes Oriane's going to marry him, and she can't bring herself to make him understand that she really doesn't love him. It's because Way has made so much out of this privilege, because it means a recapture of confidence on the part of the man who lost everything the day he entered prison. But now, Way's former wife is in town, and the violent, twisted past is coming to a head. Way attempted to stop it by telling the former Mrs. Way that he was marrying Oriane. And now he's very satisfied. In fact, he's singing.
You'll put your warm coat on, Rosalie?
Yes, Lord.
Who's singing so pleasantly?
It's Mr. Way, Cora.
Is he going to the movies with us?
No.
Who asked him?
Orion. He's going to stay at home with David.
Where's your dear mother? Isn't she ready yet?
Ma!
Coming, dear.
I don't like to come into the middle of a newsreel, Molly.
I'm coming.
Well, Pa, you ready?
We are waiting for your dear mother.
Your dear mother's right here. Don't get to the dear mother. Where's Orion's family?
She's out here, Ma.
So start walking slowly, darling, please. I'll be with you directly.
Come on, Rosie.
I'm waiting for Mama. Go, Rosalie, go.
I won't see you, Ma.
Afraid you'll miss something, Rosie?
Maybe.
Quiet.
Very temporary to quiet, please. All right, Pamela, please, dear. We'll be along momentarily.
All right.
Please. Rosie, darling. Rosie, darling. Will you fix my shoelaces?
All right, Ma.
No more shoelacing shoes for me. A ciabatta, a strap and a buckle, and I'm going to be dressed in that. This way, I got to put in laces. My laces break. Just make me a double bow, darling.
I know,
yes?
Ma. Do
put on your coat, Jake, dear, please.
All right,
go,
all right.
Go, dear, please. I can't,
Ma. Wait.
Can I take my other foot?
Yeah, give me.
All right. Uh-huh.
Yes. That love does to a man, huh, Molly?
Yes. Thank you. Thank you. Yes. Thank you, Rosalie, darling. My coat, dear, and my hat, and I'm ready. You go, darling. Just tell me with your coat.
I'll wait, Ma.
Well, why should you wait? You who to family, he'll wait, and he'll wait for you.
I'm not going to the movies, Ma, unless you go.
Of course I'm going. Come just
Mother, you dilly-dallying for Molly?
To put my hat on for some dilly-dallying.
You want to speak to Mr. Way personally? Say so. Wait for me, Rosie. I'll accompany you.
Jake, please. Go, Rosie. I have to talk to Papa.
Uh-huh. So something is already.
I'll wait on the porch.
Wait on the porch, but button up your neck.
I will.
So what is it?
Jake, dear. Then I had a plan. You didn't want to listen to my plan. So I had to go to Dr. Cater Sr. to talk about my plan, did I not? Well, so I went. And then I'm very much involved. That I must tell you.
Is that something new for me to endure? What's your involvement?
Mr. Way is singing, sir. You think he's happy, huh?
So
if my plan works out, so everybody will be happy.
So let me hear.
You tell me what would make Mr. Way, what would make Mr. Way, would make Mr. Way happy.
To be married to Orion.
Oh, well, that's what he thinks also.
Oh, I see. And what do you think?
A clear conscience.
You have them for sale, Molly?
No, but just the
but
same.
But what?
If Mr. Way could pay back all the people he took money from, wouldn't that be an exchange for a clear conscience?
Where is he going to get that money from?
From his former wife.
How is that going to be done?
That's my plan, and that's what I've... We're going to the movies, Mr. Ray.
Oh, have a good time.
Thank you, we will.
Mom will be late.
Yes. Go, Jake, dear. I have to wind up the clock.
All right. Well... Toodle-de-do,
dear.
Good night.
Night. Good night. And don't walk too progressive so I can catch up with you.
Then hurry, Mother.
Yes. I'll just wind the clock and then I'll go. I'm not so much for the movies anyway. And unless, of course, it's a story with an idea. Something that shows you something. I mean, what shall I say? A way to live. I don't know. I want to in picture. And if Rosie was here, she would name it already. What was that name in that picture? It was one of Redemption. Yes, Redemption was the name. Yeah, it's a wonderful picture. Did you saw it, perhaps, Mr. Ray?
No, I don't believe so.
That's wonderful. But after all, life is like a jungle. It gets so tangled up. If a person didn't have a little guidance from a church, from temples, from books, from pictures, and even sometimes just the words spoken at the right moment can help.
Sometimes you don't need words or books or moral lessons. Sometimes the faith of a single person can do more than all the rest. You probably understand, Mrs. Goldberg.
Yes, Mr. Ray.
Sometimes it happens that you can't find a single source of courage in yourself.
Yes, but
whole world is so bitter and neutral. And you don't belong. You feel it's no use trying. That's the way I felt. And then suddenly one person, just one single person, makes a bridge over which you can cross safely back into life. You know, that's what Orion means to me.
Yes, Mr. Ray.
I can hardly believe it's happened. But it has. I keep thinking it's true.
Yes, sir, but Mr. Ray,
What do you want to say, Mrs. Goldberg?
Well, Molly.
I'm coming, Ray, dear.
Come this minute.
Yes. Someday soon, Mr. Ray, we'll have a long talk.
I'll be delighted.
Are you coming, Molly?
Yeah, I'm coming. Good night, Mr. Ray.
Good night, Mrs. Goldberg.
Don't you draw the books? You draw the books in the library if you wish to read it. I don't know whether it's old enough for you. It's convalescent maybe to you, I think. Good night.
Good night. That floats and falls from off the twisted bough to lie and faint with
you.
Yes, I am.
Where's everyone?
They've gone to the movies. I'm home minding David.
Oh, nice and domestic.
Very much so. Did you want anything?
Just passing by.
If you hurry, you can catch up with them.
No reason for that. You mind if I sit down?
Not at all.
You can even sing if you like. You have a nice voice.
Amateur.
I suppose so. You know, your wife is now a patient of mine.
You mean my former wife? She divorced me 3 years ago.
Your former wife, then.
That's interesting work you have, plunging down into the private lives of people.
I'm a doctor. That's one way to cure people.
They have to be sick first.
Your wife is sick.
Only of herself.
That's true. And I've got to find the cause.
Pride, arrogance, conceit, selfishness, too much money. Those are the causes.
No, you are.
That's what she thinks.
That's what I think, too.
You have a good reason for thinking the worst of me. After all, you're slightly involved with my bad character.
You mean about Ariane?
I do.
I don't see what Orianne has to do with the fact that you married your first wife because you wanted to use her and her social position to get ahead. I don't see what Orianne has to do with the fact that you deliberately cheated thousands of people out of their money and went to jail for it. And I don't like to see Orianne marrying a man who hasn't the slightest regret for what he's done, let alone making the slightest effort to make up for them.
I don't have the money to pay the people back, and I can't get it.
You don't need any money to make up for what you did to your former wife.
I thought that was the line you were leading up to. Give up Orianne for the sake of my soul. Rehabilitate Margaret Way. And in the end, leave here. And leave Orianne to you.
Yes.
For a doctor, Dr. Cater, I would say that you have less ethics than I have.
And, of course, there's nothing else that...
And, of course, there's not...
gambling.
And there's nothing Chris could do to change his mind in love with Oriane. He does have a selfish interest in her future, just as selfish as Wade's.